This Sunday, I would like to reflect on the theme of prayer, which I also believe is a central topic in the liturgy for today. In the Gospel, we witnessed the dialogue that went on between a Canaanite woman and the Lord Jesus. The importance of this dialogue, I believe, is that it also portrays the main dynamics that go on in every dialogue between God and any of us present here, and that we call prayer. The following are some of these main dynamics. When our soul wants to converse with God, we first try to gain his attention, very much like the woman tried to do with the Lord Jesus by calling out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David." There is something about God paying attention to us, to me, that we know is life-giving. If God looks at me, the soul knows, something good will happen. And that is precisely the idea behind the clamor of the entrance antiphon for today. Turn your eyes, O God, our shield, and look on the face of your anointed one. The Lord Jesus at first, the gospel says, did not say a word in answer to the woman's plea. If I may ask, does this not look like what often goes on in our own prayer, when it seems as if God had not turned to look at us, and therefore as if he had not heard our prayer? We know the end of the gospel. The woman's wishes were fulfilled. Yet, after the Lord's first response to her, silence, it would have been easy to just give up at that point and think of God as a mean God, or even worse, to think of his silence as an indication that he does not exist, as many have seemed to have concluded throughout history. The Canaanite woman, however, remained engaged in her conversation with the Lord, despite his apparent silence. She did not quit. As for us, would we have given up at that point? Now, the woman asks the Lord, "Lord, help me." And at this time, the Lord answers to her, yet in a way that sounds rather dismissive, to be honest. "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." If we look at this answer differently, however, we must admit that it is, in fact, an answer, even though it is not what we would have hoped the Lord had responded at the time. In our lives, too, it is, in my also be the case that sometimes God seems to answer our prayers, yes, yet in a way that is not what we had hoped for. And again, the same question arises. Do we then give up? Or do we remain engaged in conversation with the Lord? The point of the story of the Canaanite woman, clearly, is persistence in prayer. And so she addresses the Lord as saying, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." And then the Lord answered, "Let it be done for you as you wish." The Lord did not just answer her prayers, but he also answered them in the exact manner that she had hoped for. He gave her exactly what she wanted because she persisted out of her great faith. This was the Canaanite woman's story, and this can be our story as well if we stay engaged and do not give up. Saint Teresa of Avila once said, "God withholds himself from no one who perseveres." I invite us then to turn to God with confidence. He is trustworthy. So much so that he actually knows what it is like to pray the way we do. He became man and knew what it was like to feel as if God was silent. "My God, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Yet he never gave up and remained in prayer, engaged in conversation with his Father, up until his very last breath, which was in itself a lesson of trust. "Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit." May we also remain faithful in prayer, confident that he will give us our food in due season.